I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. The National Park Service has reopened Lower Wild Rose Road, which has been closed for nearly 3 years due to the extensive flood damage. The narrow unpaved road is restricted to vehicles shorter than 25 feet, also known as the Trona Wild Rose Road. It provides access to high elevation areas of Death Valley National Park. In August 2023, you know, the remnants of Hurricane Hillary triggered a flash flood that damaged most roads in the park. Storm destroyed much of the asphalt on Lower Wild Rose Road and carved a 9-foot deep drop across the roadway. You guys need to go out to our website on sierrawave.net and look at the pictures. One showing the superintendent, Mike Reynolds, standing with his hand up and still not even reaching the road base. Anyway, the NPS is still working to repair and reopen roads damaged by major floods in 2022, 2023, and 2025. Interim repairs now allow visitors to travel Lower Wild Rose Road, and drivers can still see remnants of the former pavement in some places. Although Lower Wild Rose Road was previously paved, it is reopened as an unpaved road. Drivers should slow down, use caution when passing oncoming vehicles, and be aware of soft shoulders. Stairs at Wild Rose Station picnic area remain unsafe because of flood erosion. Park plans additional stabilization work on the road in the coming years. The road will remain unpaved, but work will be done to reduce the impacts of future floods. Visitors should check the park website for current conditions and closures at nps.gov/DEVA. Access Mammoth is inviting community members, educators, recreation professionals, business leaders, volunteers, families, and anyone interested in creating a more inclusive community to attend a free inclusion workshop with Kate Landau on Saturday, June 13th from 1:15 p.m. to 4:15 p.m. at the Mammoth Community Center. The workshop is designed and open to the public to provide practical tools, insights, and real-world strategies for building more welcoming and inclusive spaces for people of all abilities. Led by disability advocate, educator, and inclusion consultant Kate Landau, the interactive session will explore disability awareness, inclusive communication, accessibility best practices, and how individuals and organizations can help remove barriers to participation in recreation, education, workplaces, and community life. At Access Mammoth, we believe inclusion is everyone's responsibility, said Kathy Copeland, founder and board member of Access Mammoth. The workshop is an opportunity for our community to learn together, ask questions, and gain practical skills that help ensure everyone feels welcome, valued, and including. This training is ideal for volunteers and prospective volunteers, nonprofit and community organization staff, recreation and hospitality professionals, educators and coaches, healthcare and social service providers, local businesses, community members interested in creating a more inclusive Eastern Sierra. Participants do not need to be current Access Mammoth volunteers to attend. Access Mammoth provides adaptive recreation opportunities that empower people of all ages and ability to experience the outdoors through skiing, snowboarding, mountain biking, paddling, and other year-round programs. The organization is committed to building a community where access and inclusion are at the heart of every experience. Registration is encouraged. Community members can register by contacting Petra at pgordon, that is P-G-O-R-D-O-N, at accessmammoth.org. Well, the inclusion workshop with Kate Landau is Saturday, like I said, June 13, 2026. From 1:15 p.m. to 4:15 p.m., it's going to be at the Mammoth Community Center in Mammoth Lakes, California. It's free, and it is open to the public. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you the news. There's more news out there on our website. Just, you know, you go look at it. It's at sierrawave.net. It's also on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, 30 years now, been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for tuning in.